10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Fear, yes, F-E-A-R, could be false evidence appearing real. Well, fear grips us, it protects us, stops us, and keeps us stuck, and so much more. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can stream our show at aginginforadio.com. When fear is a potential for pain, it triggers a variety of attitudes and behaviors, and we may freeze, flee, defend ourselves, or stay stuck for many years not knowing what to do. And fear acts instantly. It's the fear signals. They move swiftly to avoid danger, and they intensify when danger is unavoidable. Some fears are like driving a car in reverse. When we want to go forward, they pull us back. Is fear ruining or running your life, or maybe even both? Well, my two guests today are going to talk about fear and fear not. And my first guest is Dale Spencer. He is a keynote speaker of Fear Not, Embracing Life's Journey. Welcome, Dale Spencer, to Aging Info Radio.
Sue, glad to be here.
Well, I am very glad to have you. You have quite the story. I mean, you have a story that shows that, you know, you can turn disaster into being dynamic no matter what. So let's hear, you know, how your life was before your injury and about your injury.
So first 20 years of my life, I was able-bodied, and I felt that I had no fear. And it was really interesting. I never understood ramifications or the consequences of my actions. And it wasn't until my injury that I really fully understood what it was all about. And it was back in 1988. I was a junior at Northern Illinois University. And, of course, you can do the math and see how old I am.
Okay.
So it was the weekend before finals. We were with some friends. And we decided to take a break from studying and on our way to a party. On the way there, we were on foot, very poorly lit area. We decided to take a shortcut going on some railroad tracks, somewhere we shouldn't have been in the first place. Thought it was no big deal. So we're kind of spread apart, the five of us, and I come upon a railroad trestle, and I'm walking across, and I actually slipped on one of the railroad ties, and I fell about four stories, and I did hit a river, but it was only about a foot deep.
Wow.
And so what happened was, a lot of these injuries due to the traumatic effects, people lose consciousness for minutes, hours, days, weeks, perhaps even months. In my case, it was instantaneous that I just opened my eyes, knew that there was something definitely wrong because I'm laying submerged in freezing cold water, looking up at the tracks that were far above me, and my instinct was to get out of that situation. So I tried to move my back, very sharp pain down the middle of my back, and I felt for my legs and were completely numb. And so talk about paralyzed with fear. I just screamed for my friends to come down to save me. Now, I didn't know if it was 30 seconds, 5 minutes, or 30 minutes. They finally came down. I told them what happened, and they immediately went to a local house where they used, I don't know if you heard about this, a landline?
Yeah. I remember landlines.
Yeah, back in the day.
Ring, ring.
Yeah. Okay. And so they called an ambulance. The ambulance came over, and then they asked me some questions. And based on the answers I had given them, they knew I had a severe back injury, and they didn't want to cause further damage. So they collared my neck, put a flat board underneath me, brought me into the ambulance, brought me to a local hospital. From there, I was transported over to a level one trauma center. In this case, it was Northwestern Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a changing event for the rest of your life.
It did, and I didn't even realize at the moment because I didn't understand the concept of a spinal cord injury because I didn't have that education.
Mm-hmm.
Spinal cord injuries, there's no cure. And when I was being medevaced over to Northwestern, there was a paramedic there. She was taking my vitals and pulse, but she was giving me a pin-poking test to see where my level of injury was and where it wasn't. So the closer I came to the Northwestern, I demanded she do it every couple of minutes. That didn't move. that feeling. And so I knew that my situation was bleak.
Yeah, I mean, it sure did change your life from that moment on. From disaster to dynamic, I'm here with Dale Spencer. Dale's website is dalespencer.com. He talks about fear not and embracing life's journey. I mean, that's exactly what you decided, maybe not exactly at that point, but as you realized what your injury was about, you know, how you were going to embrace your journey and move forward. I mean, this had to be really, really very challenging.
Well, when I went through rehab, every day was just, it seemed like a month. And after I was discharged, I went back home, and then I ended up going back to school that August. And I thought I had thick skin. And all of a sudden, that was the first time since my injury itself that I had dealt with major fear. I would be on a campus where there's 25,000 students and everybody was staring at me. I didn't want to leave my apartment to go to class. That's how afraid I was. I just didn't even want to see anybody because of, you know, your insecurities. You're sensitive. What are people thinking about you? They're going to treat you differently. All that. So,
I mean, I think that's the hardest part too. And I mean, it's been years. I mean, you gave us the year that it happened. So, I mean, it's been years, and you just completely embrace that. I mean, you're a great-looking guy with a lot of energy, and you love to do your keynote speaking. So you've really taken this.
You're a sweetheart to say. I did, but it wasn't overnight. It was definitely a gradual process. And, you know, we all have moments of depression. But in my case, that was dwarfed by achieving my goals to not only surviving but thriving in this life. And not only seizing the day but actually seizing the moment. And so not worried about what other people think, not worry about the negative static energy that's around me. I need to be laser focused on exactly what I want to accomplish in every aspect of my life. And I've learned that over the years through business, through personal relationships.
Yeah, I'm sure this changed a whole lot in your area of a career. Did you graduate college?
I did. I graduated in 91 and I was 22. So still, even after the injury and changing majors, I still graduated at 22 years old. Immediately got into the real estate business and had been there ever since. And it's been about 22 years.
Interesting. Now, you, what, I know that you're the keynote speaker, so you just took this on and just kept moving forward with it. I mean, it's a huge setback. And you look like you've handled it with such ease and grace.
Thanks. Again, it's a lot of that focus and exactly what I want to achieve in life. But it's not only about me. It's about the message. And I started with this organization called Think First Injury Prevention back in 94. So it's been 20 years since I've been with the program talking about spinal cord and traumatic brain injuries and how to prevent them by making sound choices. So getting on board with that program and that organization helped me not only push the message out to others, but it actually helped me understand what my true passion was in life. And that was keynote speaking.
And you do a great job at it. And once again, Dale's website is dalespencer.com, keynote speaker of Fear Not, Embracing Life's Journey. Okay, so give us some of the things that you actually talk about in your keynote.
So it originally, the inception was injury prevention, which I've been talking to high school students and middle school students for many years. I decided several years ago that I wanted to kind of build this business and morph it into something more to a larger audience. Injury prevention, albeit very important, was very limited in audience. So what I did was I did a lot of soul searching to see what would really affect people and give them a solid message. And from my experiences in interviewing with other people, and just came from the basis of fear, not only fear itself, but how we approach it, how we analyze it, how we work our plans and actually overcome fear. And there's an actual process to that. And through these interviews what I have with people, I just saw some interesting and common threads when it comes to overcoming fear.
Well, I think it's a common denominator, especially, you know, if you haven't really worked on that area of your life as you get older. You see a lot of this with senior citizens that are elderly. They're afraid. I mean, they're afraid, are they going to, you know, have to leave their home? Are they afraid they're going to outlive their retirement? Are they afraid? Whatever fears come up. So, I mean, really working on and mastering, you know, is fear really false evidence appearing real? I mean, that's where you, you know, bringing this to light and saying, you know, are we making up some of this or all of it? which is really a very interesting part in the psyche. But I know that there's external fear and internal fear. And do you talk about those two during your talk?
You bring up an interesting point in the external internal. I go beyond that in encompassing it with unproductive and productive fear. So the unproductive fear could be internal of you're just a perceiving something that may happen, but most likely won't. And then I talk about the productive fear that there are plausible situations that might happen, but if we don't get out of our comfort zone, we won't know. We won't be able to take those risks.
Absolutely. Well, once again, I'm here with Dale Spencer. We are talking about fear today. Yes, embracing life's journey with Fear Not. We're going to talk about the stages and steps of fear coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
I'm all for a national discussion on whether or not this is serving our national interest to send troops over to Iraq and, yes, Syria on behalf of trying to wipe out ISIS.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Let's wipe them out now while we can.
I just think we're overreacting a little bit to their videos and their PR campaign on Twitter.
Yeah, but they can recruit lone wolves so quickly here in this country.
The only way to get ISIS out once they are in civilian populations is with Muslim citizens ferreting them out and lopping off their heads.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560, The Answer.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about fear today, or fear not. My guest being Dale Spencer. He is a keynote speaker of Fear Not, Embracing Life's Journey. I mean, you have such a story, Dale, and I'm sure through all of this, as you've gone from disaster to being dynamic, I would like you to walk us through the stages or the steps of fear.
So I would like to give my own personal experience and how I attacked one of the biggest fears of my life. And you would think that it would be my injury itself, being on a gurney, completely dependent on other people, you know, changing my clothes and bathing me and changing my sheets. No, it's not. It was actually speaking in front of an audience. I used to be, and isn't that bizarre? I'm a keynote speaker now. Yeah.
No, you overcame it. That's the good news.
Which is great. I was that guy where I was in a 30-person class in high school showing people how to make something as simple as making a submarine sandwich. And I had all the ingredients, and I was ready to go, and I had my whole speech memorized. And I started speaking, and all of a sudden I screwed up one word, and I blanked out and I didn't know where to start again.
Okay.
And I had to sit down. And at that point, I thought, I will never speak in front of a crowd ever again. I got a zero for the project, by the way. So let's fast forward after the injury itself. So I go back to school and I enroll in a class called EPSE. It's called Exceptional People in Society. People that deal with learning disabilities, physical disabilities, visually, hearing impairments. And the professor asked me to share my personal story, all the intimate details. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was very reluctant. I actually took a week to give him a decision if I would do it. And I finally said yes. And I didn't even realize at that point, I'm like, well, I'm going to overcome my fear. No, there's no grandiose plan there. I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe this is self-therapeutic. If I talk about my story, it would maybe help me a little bit on my process. That was my thought pattern. Well, the days started counting down to the actual class. And then I knew that there wasn't not an if, but a when. And there was many times where I was going to call the professor and say, hey, you know what? I can't do this. But I just, there was something inside me that said, you know what? You need to do this for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need this to move on. And the day came up. Professor asked me to come in front of class, mic'd me, introduced me. And then I just started with my story. And it was wild because after those 30 seconds, it wasn't blanking out. There was something that literally exploded inside me that I didn't know that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a 30-person class, by the way. This was over 600 people in one of the largest lecture halls.
Just a small way
to
start.
Just, and I talked for an hour and 15 minutes. I couldn't stop.
Isn't that great?
There was so much information that came out. And it was wild because when I looked at every face glaring at me and on the edge of their seats waiting for every word that I, you know, was coming out of my mouth, I knew I had them,
mm-hmm.
and I destroyed it, which destroying in this case means good.
Right.
And I knew there was something there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that, wow, I can help people with my own message of mm-hmm. Something that happened to me. And I didn't know what vehicle it would take until in 1994, I got into the program that I mentioned before was Think First Injury Prevention.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is so great to, you know, when you were in that moment of it just came out of you. I mean, that is just complete passion. That is that I am making a difference here. I'm impacting lives and I'm moving them forward in whatever, you know, way that, you know, you did. That's exactly what you were doing.
I was afraid. Don't get me wrong.
Public speaking, the fear of public speaking is a huge fear.
Yes. But it was dwarfed by the fact that I had such a message that people not only understood, but held within themselves that people were talking to me years later and said how they appreciate me sharing my personal thoughts on the spinal cord injury and how working with somebody with a disability. And so right there, it helped me build upon my passion.
Absolutely. Also, therapeutically, you know, they say, you know, you got to tell your story over and over and over again to get it out, to get rid of it, to release it.
First year and a half or so, I had to work with my own demons.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because there was a transition. Like you said, it's like you have to work your own stuff out. But then you have this transference of working your own deals out as opposed to helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where my charity side of my personality really came out.
Mm-hmm.
And being part of Think First for the last 20 years with that mission statement has really drove me forward.
Well, it also gives people freedom to tell their story as well. Whatever story, if they have gone from disaster to wanting to be dynamic or are dynamic, it gives them the freedom to say, you know what, I need to tell this too. This is going to make a difference for people or impact lives. Now, are there actual stages to overcoming this, you know, that type of fear that you experienced?
So I was working with people after I knew I wanted to become a keynote speaker. So I would interview other people because I just didn't want to only talk about myself. And there was only so many stories and people were like, okay, here he goes talking about himself again. I wanted to see what, not only just what other, how other people experience fear, but also what the common thread was. And there's definitely stages. I mean, we sense fear. We internalize it. We externalize it. Is it a productive, unproductive fear? Is it something inside us that we perceive something's going to happen, but it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do we approach it? You just don't do it from the hip.
Right.
you actually plan it out and prepare. And that's what I do with every speech. I prepare. But of course, I have to believe in myself, because you know what? That confidence, people can see if you're confident or not when you're doing your job, no matter what it is. And so how you approach it and how do you analyze it? Well, how about if this plan A doesn't work? How is plan B or maybe plan C? So mm-hmm. you always have to have contingency plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, that the really, really great speakers, their message is bigger than their fears.
A lot of speakers do know that. Some people don't, and you have to do it for the right reasons. And that's when I had my epiphany, I had to do it for the right reason. The right reason was the message to help other people. And doing it for the right reasons and really helping my audiences has really gained some traction, and it's helped people not only understand but realize of things that they had inside already that they really never utilized, and utilize their critical thinking and those problem solving skills to arrive at success no matter what fear comes in front of them.
And the fear will be there.
Oh, it's always going to be there, but it helps you achieve, succeed, and it fires you up, gets that fire in your belly. You know, and I say is, in fact, a friend of mine mentions she tries to do something out of her comfort zone or an unrealistic goal once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I say do it once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. Get out of your comfort zone. Keep going out of your comfort zone.
Well, that's another thing that happens through aging is that people diminish because of those fears that pull them back. But I always say treat your fears as an unwanted guest and toss them out when you find them.
I love it. In fact, this is one of my most important points that I speak to my audiences. I've done a lot of this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But not everything. A lot of it comes from support of family and friends
mm-hmm.
that have been around me and that have believed in me since the injury, even before the injury. And if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be here discussing my message in the first place. I just wouldn't.
Well, it's a very powerful message. I mean, people that think that they really have things that pull them back, and then I look at you, you're in a chair. You know you're going to stay there. What are you going to do with your life? And you've just completely embraced this.
Thank you. I have to. I have no choice. I mean, I do have a choice. I could sit home and play video games or watch movies for the rest of my life.
Eat bonbons.
Exactly. I mm-hmm. choose not to do that. I choose to live life. And there's so many opportunities out there. And a lot of people don't understand that. And the fact that, yes, every conversation, every day, there's an opportunity.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Think First, the Think First Foundation. You're on the board of this foundation.
Correct.
And tell us about it.
So it was started in 1986 by a couple of doctors that were really getting tired of seeing these preventable injuries come in the emergency rooms. What they did was they built this curriculum and instruction program in Florida and Missouri, and it just grew from those states. And now we have 150 chapters, and we're going to be celebrating our 30th anniversary next April in D.C. And so we're not only in the United States, but we're also in Canada, and we're also in South America, and then a couple of dozen other countries around the planet. So we do have a global presence, and I'm one of the speakers also. I still talk to the high schools and middle school to promote that message of thinking first and using your mind to protect your body.
For injury protection.
Prevention, actually.
I mean, that's
okay.
That's all right. Once again, I'm with Dale Spencer. He is a keynote speaker of Fear Not, Embracing Life's Journey. You can go to DaleSpencer.com, and can they contact you there?
Absolutely.
And give out your Facebook and Twitter address real quick.
Dale J. Spencer, and the Twitter message or the Twitter handle is DSpencerFearNot.
There you go. Thank you so much, Dale. You are dynamite.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate that.
And coming up next, I got an inspirational humorist, author, and speaker, Jana Flagg, right here on Aging Info Radio.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to make shopping trips with a family member who needs mobile assistance. It's time to learn how you can ease the stress it causes you and your family by attending a mobility expo and conference Friday, October 24th at the Tinley Park Expo Center, hosted by MobilityWorks. See adaptive technology, wheelchair accessible vehicles, home modifications, funding sources, adaptive activities, and much more. The expo is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and admission is free at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For more information, visit MobilityWorks.com or call 888-378-9166.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, everything is easy until it gets complicated. Well, we are talking about fear today, or fear not, and don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And my next guest is Jana Flagg. She is an inspirational humorist, author, and speaker. And welcome, Jana, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. Hey, I'm excited to join you today.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. You have a little bit of background, actually, in battling fear. Let's hear about that.
Fear comes in the door along with life's challenges and changes and hardships. And, you know, that could be divorce or job loss or empty nest or a variety of things. In my case, it was illness. I went into the hospital for what was expected to be a routine hysterectomy, and I requested one of those cute little bikini cuts I had heard about, and I thought I'd wake up a couple hours later and be back in the mall in a week, but it didn't happen that way. I woke up 2.5 days later in the dark and was cut from the pelvic bone all the way up between my ribs and had over 80 staples. And the next day I learned that they found stage 3C ovarian cancer, which had spread. And I tell you, greater than that physical challenge, Sue, was dealing with, my response to cancer, the fear that came with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my greatest battle, was against the fear that overwhelmed me. It robbed me of hope, and it was the fear that almost defeated me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Jana's book has a great book on Amazon, Fight Fear and Foster Faith, Gain the Hope and Courage You Need to Overcome Difficult Circumstances. I am pretty certain that's why you wrote this book.
Absolutely. I didn't have anybody, you know, to go before me in this process. And, you know, what it really came down to was when I realized that we don't have control over what happens to us all the time in life, but what we do have some control and choice over is how we respond to it. Mm-hmm. And I got to that point pretty quick where I realized I'm either going to respond in fear or I'm going to respond in faith that I can make it and I can have victory.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure there's some important things that people can do that are facing a hardship to fight fear. What are some of your tips here?
You know, I got three basic, you know, tips, kind of like umbrella topics. And, you know, the first is to create, do whatever you can to create and maintain an affirmative atmosphere and attitude. And, you know, that's not so simplistic. I'm not saying, oh, I know you're going through a terrible time, just think positive. Well, it really goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, to hang out with positive people because hope is contagious and their mood is contagious and they're going to validate your vision that you're going to succeed, whether it's getting the job or in my case it was, you know, being healed, being healthy again. And secondly, to kind of program our heart, our mind, you know, our spirit for victory and not defeat. And then thirdly, to look for the humor in the hardship. That might sound like an oxymoron, but there can be humor in a hardship. And if there isn't any, then you can take certain steps to create it.
And humor can be healthy and healing.
Absolutely. Laughter is life's medicine.
Absolutely. So you're saying go from victim to victor. And a lot of it is, you know, who you surround yourself by,
yes,
the thoughts, you know, you have going on. You know, what are you doing to, you know, to better yourself or to heal or to overcome in your situation with cancer?
You know, that's so true. I just couldn't take in those negative messages. There was enough negative messages just coming from the doctor. They gave me 2 to 3 years to live, even with 2 major surgeries and 5 months of chemo, and I'm now almost 8 years out. And so I made sure that I just had contact with people that would agree with me to be positive and to fight and to not give up.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, too, it's change your words, change your life. I heard a speech like that one time, and it was just so impactful because those words can make such a difference. And, you know, you can really set your day up one way or the other.
You know, that I think you're absolutely right, Sue, that, you know, our own words make a difference in fighting fear. That's why what we say is so important. You know, the tongue has the power of life and death. Those who say they can rise above their circumstances and those who say they can't are both right. And I found that words are like, you know, they're like vessels, they're like ships, and they can carry fear or they can carry faith, and they seem to produce after their kind. And, you know, fear is the reverse of having faith that you're going to succeed. So, you know, our own words are very important, too, because what you say is what you get.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's much more difficult when you are choosing words that disempower you. Once again, I'm here with Jana Flagg. Her website is JanaFlagg.com. We're going to talk more about fear coming up and find out really about humor and laughter and the importance of it all, even in the face of fear, right here on Aging Info Radio.
You run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today, Turn your clock back tomorrow.
What do you do? Many families face a common problem: caring for loved ones, sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away, or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000. Or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about fear today, or fear not, and love is what we are born with, and fear is what we learn here. My guest is Jana Flagg, and we are talking to Jana. She has written a book called Fight Fear and Foster Faith, Gain the Hope and Courage You Need to Overcome Difficult Circumstances. Jana, you are a fun woman. I've talked to you a bit, and, you know, there's some, you know, importance in the face of fear with humor and laughter. What do you see here?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I say a day without laughter is a day wasted. I think Charlie Chaplin is credited with that quote. And, you know, it is so important. We touched upon it in the last segment that laughter is life's medicine, that literally it does such good things in our bodies. It releases our reducing stress hormones, and it kicks up our immune system. And, you know, when we laugh, we feel better. And when we feel better, it's so much easier to have hope. It's so much easier to see that light at the end of the tunnel, so that whatever we're going through, that we can take that mindset that I'm going through it. I'm not going to be stuck here forever. So laughter and humor is life's medicine, and it's really important.
You know, children laugh like 600 times a day or some wild number, and they say adults are like 25 maybe. But, you know, I've always felt laughter is the music of the soul, and, you know, it just makes you feel better. It connects us. It's healing.
Yeah.
I mean, in the worst of times, if it's all done with good humor, you know, it can lift the environment. And, I mean, how is your life like right now that you're living without fear?
You know, my life is so much better now, but I have to say that, you know, it's not a one-shot deal. I call it fight fear because, you know, fear comes with, you know, different life challenges, but when it challenges me to a bout, now I'm quicker to put on my big girl boxing gloves and jump into the ring. And when I say a fight, it's really having a strategy and being persistent.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my husband just had open heart surgery, and, you know, many, many people do very well. Some people don't come through the surgery. So I was scared to death. I was scared to death for the outcome. And he's fine. He's great. He's the poster child for open heart surgery right now. But, you know, my husband said, go read your own book. Boy, I hate it when he's right. He said, go read your own book because you're afraid.
Right.
So to answer your question, I'm a little bit quicker now to say, you know what, I can either, you know, walk in fear or walk in faith, and fear doesn't feel good.
No.
And walking in faith and walking, you know, with a light heart, you know, feels so much better. And, you know, and the gift of that is that, you know, I can face each day as a fun adventure and not wake up and have that be the first thing I think about is being afraid or being negative. Instead, I wake up and it's joy and positive and ready to go.
And, you know, Jana, I believe you do have to work at it. It's just not something
yes.
that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you've got this, you know, extremely positive
right.
attitude. It's actually practice. I mean, practicing
right.
being that way and, you know, looking with a glass that's more than half full can definitely make a difference in your life. Well, your book, Fight Fear and Foster Faith, it says knock out fear that can discourage us and diminish our faith and rob us of hope. And that's exactly what fear does.
It does.
On a level that it defeats us. It pulls us back.
You know, it really does. And it can, you know, it can keep us from, you know, from moving forward. And there's so many fears. Now, you know, my fear of dying 25 years too soon, that, you know, that's a pretty serious fear. But all fear is the same in that it holds us back in life. It keeps us from taking the next step. That could be fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of criticism, fear of failure. And, you know, especially for baby boomers that we're facing empty nest, we're facing, you know, maybe we still have aging parents that we're taking care of. You know, we're the sandwich generation. And so, you know, there's a lot of life changes. And with life changes can come in the door fear.
Well, I love your book cover. It's got a picture of Jana Flagg on it, and she has her boxing gloves on. You know, this is such a loud statement. And I mean, where you look at that, you're like, you do have to pretty much push it back or fight it or practice those. So you have practical tips in your book to overcome the fear.
Absolutely. Plus, I always wanted a pair of red boxing gloves. So that was when I came to think about the cover of the book. And I went to a sporting goods store and saw they had red boxing gloves. I said, oh, my gosh, if I'd have had that when I was seven and my sister and I sharing a bedroom, that would have been really neat, but we didn't. So I finally have the gloves. But, you know, the book is the kind of book that I would read, Sue. Many people are avid readers, and I am not. I'm very visual. The book has 84 photographs. I am a humorous comedian. Oftentimes the visual, the photograph is the punchline or it illustrates the story, and short little paragraphs, so it's easy to pick up and just read a short little section. But as you mentioned a moment ago, it has about 42 solid tips in there of things to do to respond to fear.
Well, I think that those tips can help everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to work at it. I mean, it grabs all of us. Nobody, you can't always push fear away. I do believe it's going to show up somewhere in your life
yeah.
at some time. In certain situations, I think you also nailed it on the head about the boomers. I mean, there's a lot going on with, you know, boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. And once again, I'm with Jana Flagg, and we'll be right back. We're going to get our words of wisdom on fear right here on Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Jana Flagg, and she's written a book called Fight Fear and Foster Faith. And Jana, I really like your trademark phrase. What is it?
Well, you know, a cheerful heart is good medicine. And we already mentioned a day without laughter is a day wasted. And a cheerful heart is good medicine. And so no matter what we're going through in life, whether you need to be, you know, healed in your body or in your heart, that these are some, you know, very practical tips that can help us, you know, help us to do that. And the result is that we don't walk in fear, but we walk in faith that we're going to succeed and be victorious and not be defeated.
Well, your book sounds wonderful. And once again, Fight Fear and Foster Faith is at Amazon.com. Jana's website is JanaFlaig.com. Thank you for being my guest today, Jana.
Thank you, Sue.
And you have a happy day.
You too.
All right. Brookdale Associates offer professional skill and clinical expertise with compassionate care. Brookdale enhances residents' quality of life in every possible way, and it all adds up to a special blend of hospitality and service you won't find everywhere. Visit Brookdale.com today. And this coming Wednesday, September 24th, is the Active Senior Expo. It is in St. Charles at the Prairie Events Center, 525 South Randall Road, from 9:30 till 2 p.m. Lots of exhibitors, events, and more at the Active Senior Expo. And let's see, my paw's pooch this week is JoJo, a 10-month-old male shepherd mix. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, JoJo is waiting with his paws crossed and his tail wagging for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy May, that is JoJo. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. Pause. And if you are considering getting JoJo, own a pet, or are considering getting another one, also get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it very easy. Go to our website and click on the Healthy Paws Pet Insurance logo. They offer unlimited benefits with very competitive rates. Yes, unlimited, no caps on any cost. And this is so rarely offered. And all of that is at aginginforadio.com. You'll also receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy by going through aginginforadio.com. And we can also help you if you need a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, or any type of senior housing. Call us at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. We will help you, or we will find someone who can. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they would a family member of their own. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at Partners in Senior Care. And a big thank you to my guests today, Dale Spencer and Jana Flagg. Visit aginginforadio.com. Their contact information will be posted there. And I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.